You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
I'm Rick Courtney. I run a company called Complete Safety Training. I'm a safety trainer. I have a number of people who work for me. I'm here from Atlantic Canada. I live here in Nova Scotia. Halifax is my home. And I've been running my company for almost 25 years now in health and safety. Started out teaching first aid, and then got into teaching more and more health and safety, WMS training, fall protection training, confined space training, nonviolence crisis intervention. We teach mental health first aid. We teach violence in the workplace and harassment in the workplace. There's a lot of topics. There's about 35 topics my company and my trainers and I teach. The idea of starting the company is to help change the safety culture of Atlantic Canadians. And that is to, at work and at home and at play, to have fun and enjoy your work and your everyday life, but to always keep in mind that there are health and safety hazards that we should be aware of. Taking the appropriate training and the appropriate measures after the training at work is so important, because we want to get home to our families, and when we're with our families, you know, we want to have fun, but it goes down to simple things like tying your shoes when you're playing so you don't trip up on your laces, so you don't fall and injure your eye, let's say. Health and safety is no different at home than it is at the workplace. The difference, of course, at the workplace is that we're regulated by government regulations that, in essence, the spirit of the internal responsibility system of the Occupational Health and Safety Act of Nova Scotia is to ensure that the health and safety of all workers, employers, and the public is kept at the forefront for safety for everybody. So we teach a variety of courses to teach people how to be safe and how to understand the dangers that are out there so that we don't fall into becoming a statistic in being that injured party, or even worse, a fatality on the workplace. Sadly, the workplaces across Canada and the United States and across the globe, for that matter, have inherent dangers to every job. And it could be the most minor job. It could be working in a daycare, and there's still dangers there. So we have to constantly think about it, because the most important thing about workplace safety is staying alive at the end of the day and getting home to your family at the end of the day. So my company has been developed basically to continue to educate the public on how to make that workplace safe. And we teach courses all the time, every week. There's everything from first aid courses to nonviolence courses to all the other courses I listed that people can check out on my website at cfatraining.ca. I would encourage people to reach out to me through the website if they want answers, and to learn more. People can audit our course. They can sit in for free if they want. If they want the certifications, obviously they're going to pay for that. And that's the nature of the business, I guess. it depends on what we're talking about. So we were just on a WMIS training course. So WMIS is communicated in three ways. And the most obvious one is through the labels that are on the products. And I would suggest to folks, you know, if you're working with or near chemicals, and, you know, take a look at the symbols, take a look at the labels themselves, and if you're not sure, read more about it in the safety data sheets that are out there. It is the law. Every jurisdiction in Canada has to adhere to WMIS. There are some exemptions of WMIS, and there are some job sites where WMIS is exempt partially. But, you know, it could be any of the symbols that are discussed in WMIS for folks to take a look at. I mean, we worry most about our biohazard infectious materials. Obviously, we worry about acute toxicity. We worry about immediate chronic effects, acute effects. And we worry about long-term chronic effects of chemicals that we work for on our health. So, you know, pay attention to all the symbols that are on there to take a look at, and how they may affect you on your work site, and how chemicals you may be working with may interact with other chemicals and cause not necessarily a seen problem, but an unseen problem. It could be, you know, from some type of off-gassing of a product. So basically, all the symbols that are inside of WMIS are very, very important. Certainly, the respiratory symbols of the torso with a radiation type of symbol coming out of the chest. It's not radiation, but that type of symbol you want to pay attention to. We're talking about possibly carcinogenic product or a mutagenic product or a skin sensitizer. So for me personally, I pay attention to that one because I don't want to be involved with anything that's going to cause cancer or mutagenicity or changing up my cells in my body for sure. And I pay attention to the biohazard symbols like what protections should I do? You know, doing just first aid, for example, if we're always pushing in first aid to wear your gloves, taking care of bleeding or vomiting or dealing with people's body fluids. So we make it a global thing by saying just put your gloves on when doing first aid so that you can help reduce, if not eliminate, some of the transmission of diseases that can occur. Washing your hands on an everyday basis is probably the easiest, simplest way we can prevent disease transmission. Wash your hands often, certainly before you ingest any food, before you, you know, after you go to the bathroom, wash your hands. If you're sick, if you're that sick, stay home. And if you are sick, wash your hands a lot. And for workers who are around folks who are sick at work with a lingering cold, let's say, and now that we're in flu season, is to wash your hands a lot as well. Don't just rely on the sick person doing it. Make sure you're doing it yourself. Clean your doorknobs on everybody opens the door. Everybody's holding the door, but nobody cleans the doorknob. Clean the doorknob. Clean your computer counters, your computer keyboards. There's so many surfaces that'll hold disease. So, you know, keep cleanliness as the forefront, especially at workplace where there may be other people who are sick. So it'll come down to the job and what types of courses you need. It'll come down to, there's certainly the Department of Labor is going to be probably more stringent with one job site or the other, possibly, but all job sites have an inherent responsibility to look at the internal responsibility system of the Occupational Health Safety Act and get training as required. Now, if you're on a job site and you're working, and I'm not going to speak for the Department of Labor, they'd be a good group to talk to ask specifically what they would require on a job. But if you're working on a job, you have to show due diligence. And taking a training course that is recognized and handing out a certificate is showing your due diligence. You recognize that you need this training, you've taken this training, and you have a certificate showing that training. Whether you need the certificate on your body, on your person, is not necessary in most cases, because if you need to produce that certificate, the Department of Labor are pretty good. They're in the business of education as well as enforcement, and they will usually generally give you a reasonable timeline to produce your certificate. But that'll be dependent on the job. If I'm a construction worker, for example, I just have to show them that I have, for example, my fall protection or my confined space training or my WMIS training or my first aid training. I have to show due diligence. So how is that translated is really the appropriate question, I guess. I recommend people that take any type of certificates and take a picture of it and have it on your phone. At least then you can show that you do have it. And if an actual certificate is required, then generally you're given a reasonable timeline, to produce the actual certificate. But I would suggest to folks, do your own due diligence, do the research on the company who you're hiring to take your training. There are a lot of operations here in Nova Scotia and around the country that produce safety training. The question is it valid training? Is it recognized training? And is the information you're getting accurate at the time of delivery? So we have to do our own due diligence when it comes to the internal responsibility system as employers and employees. And not knowing is part of the problem. We necessarily don't know that we have these responsibilities, but finding out by reaching out to educators and reaching out to the government and taking a look, start first with just actually opening up a copy of the Occupational Health and Safety Act and read through it and understand, especially Section 2 of the Act in Nova Scotia, Section 13 of the Act, Section 17 of the Act, and Section 20 of the Act, which is in the list there. Section 2 is the internal responsibility system, 13 is the employer's responsibility, 17 is the employee's responsibility, and in my case, I fall under those plus Section 20, which is a service provider's responsibility to provide information that's accurate at the time of delivery. There's a lot more sections to the Act that we need to take a look at. But the spirit of the act is basically ensuring that we've done everything possible to ensure the health and safety of everybody involved on the workplace and around the workplace. So that includes also the public. So, you know, there's as long as you're demonstrating due diligence and you're doing everything possible, at least you're reducing the chance of major catastrophe. Incidents and accidents happen all the time. Reporting them is very important. Putting them in a record book is very important so that, you know, if something major happens, you can look back to records and say, okay, this minor incident has occurred. This is what we did to remedy that. And you're showing due diligence under the law, and that is the responsibility of everybody on the job site.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.